a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we've got a wonderful guest in for an interview. We've got Charlie here to chat about motion sickness. How are you doing, Charlie?
Morena, I'm doing well this morning.
Cool. What have you been up to? Did you get up and come here straight away?
Yeah, I did. I walked down. The hills weren't actually that icy this morning. Still real cold here in Otipoti, but it's all right. We're getting used to it. We're gonna on the other end of winter soon.
Yeah, I was saying out into the void of talking into the radio that I saw a bunch of people cycling today, and I thought that was hopeful. It's like seeing the birds at the beginning of spring, you know?
Oh, yeah, nice, nice. The ice caps are melting, and we're going to come out of our little hibernation.
Yeah, absolutely. And so could maybe before we get into the motion sickness event, could you tell us a little bit about yourself? Because I hear you're an accomplished dancer, but you're also a uni student as well, which is really cool to hear, running events outside of just your, you know, your uni stuff.
Yeah. So I'm fourth year here at Otaku Whakaihu Waka. I study law and politics, which I really love. I think it's really fun.
Cool.
But outside of uni, I kind of love to get involved in kind of anything that I'm interested in, which is mainly dance. So I'm really privileged to be the president of Otago Dance Association, one of Otago University's largest affiliated clubs by OUSA. And that's so awesome. That's the kind of thing that, like, I do law and I get to, like, break away and just have a boogie in the evenings, and that's really fun. And I lead a really beautiful executive who are all really passionate about providing dance in Dunedin. So it's really cool.
Yeah, because I could imagine that dance must encompass, like, so much different practices or mediums. There must be so many different types of people who are into different sorts of things. Is there any, like, kind of dominant dance styles in Dunedin or in the Otago uni kind of crew or anything?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We offer, like, weekly classes in the three main styles. We do a hip-hop, jazz and contemporary, and we do beginner and advanced levels for those. So those are our, like, main ones. But then we get to do some really cool, like, eclectic styles. We have salsa people coming in. We've got people who do lots of, like, really sassy heels. We do, recently we had Irish dancing, which was really fun.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about the Kayleys go off here, but some people really love them.
So cool. And, like, I don't know, I'm not really exposed to that kind of dancing. So having a club that, like, celebrates that kind of diversity through dance is so special and so cool to have here in Dunedin.
Cool. And so coming up as a part of Art Week is the Motion Sickness 4 event.
Yeah.
4 meaning that there's been 3 before it. What is the event and what's its little history been so far?
Yeah. So I'm the co-director of Motion Sickness with my very best friend in the world, Madison Gay. We put this show on for Fringe. We had performances in there for Dunedin Fringe, and that was really awesome. It was kind of our big debut in the arts world. And the pretty cool people at OUS saw it and went, hey, maybe that would be cool to have an art week. So that's what we've done. We've copy-pasted the event, but we've made it really cool and different. We're calling it Motion Sickness Reimagined because we're reimagining it a little bit. And partnering with my good friends with Otago Dance Association and their performance troupe. We call them ODAPT. That's the special name. And they've got a warm-up performance, and we've got some, like, old dancers that we're reviving to come back into this show. So it's real cool.
And you have to come along to see what those are?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to drop any hints, but they're real special. And people who've seen ODAPT perform in the past years will really love these performances again.
Cool. And what sort of, are the performers almost all students? Is it all student groups?
Yeah, nearly all students. We have quite a range of ages. There are predominantly uni students, but we've got some high school students as well who've really pushed themselves and challenged them with some of the more complex choreography. And then we've got some... I'm going to say older people, but let's call them adults, who are challenging themselves as well and coming in and experiencing the student life of booking OUSA rooms to dance in. So, we've got a cool cast.
Cool. And what sort of people have been doing it? Like, have you found it's like liberal arts majors doing it, or is there a whole bunch of grindy law students who are stuck in the grind and then they go get to dance in their free time?
Like, I think I'm the only law student, but we've got heaps of, heaps of sciencey students who are doing, like, I can't even tell you what they're doing because I don't understand science. But they're off, you know, they're doing labs. We've got a beautiful wonderful environmental science major. Mm-hmm. We've got pharmacy students. We've cool. got, yeah, it's pretty awesome. We've got a range. But then we do have some people who are like, do dance full time.
Yeah.
That kind of thing too. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool to see that. Probably one of the awesome things about having like clubs at uni is like seeing those mixes of people from different backgrounds, whether they've been pursuing something forever or they're like just getting into it.
Yeah.
And, like, there's that sort of same excitement and energy from everybody around doing that.
Yeah, and you meet people you never think you'd meet. Because, like, I mean, not that I'm biased against sciencey people, but I can never understand what they're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, my best friend, Maddie, who co-directs the show with me, she's a pharmacy major, mm-hmm. and I would never have met her if I hadn't done dance.
Yeah.
So that's pretty special.
Cool. Well, good ad for the club there as well.
Yeah.
But while we're advertising the show, could you tell us a little bit of, like, details? How do some of the listeners get to find out more about it? And what's the deal? What's the show?
Cool. So the show doesn't follow a rigid storyline. Mm-hmm. It's all through dance medium. It's got an eclectic range of songs, favourite songs of Maddie and I's, Kiwi songs, mm-hmm. Which are pretty cool. And actually the show incorporates New Zealand Sign Language throughout all of its dancing.
Mm-hmm.
One of Maddie and I's goals were to make the deaf and hearing impaired community feel appreciated through dance.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird when you're deaf and watching dance because the dancing is really special, but you don't really get to see how the movement marries with the music.
Yeah.
So like all of the really special, I don't know, if you do anything in wordplay through dancing, anyone who's deaf or hearing impaired doesn't really get to see the magic with it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of included some New Zealand Sign Language Easter eggs that are incorporated all through the dancing.
Cool.
And it's kind of special because people who are deaf and hearing impaired and know New Zealand Sign Language, they're the only ones that'll kind of get those special Easter eggs. So it's like kind of special for them.
Yeah.
But also we repeat a lot of the sign language so much that we kind of hope that it's like even a little bit informative so that you can kind of learn what's going on throughout the way. And that kind of serves as its own storytelling medium, is that mm-hmm. we've kind of got this extra little sign language bit, which is really cool and really rewarding. So that's kind of incorporated the whole show. The theme of the whole show is kind of change and motion sickness. So that's the title of the show.
Cool.
And it's all about like the ups and downs of, you know, going through life and just all the different challenges you face on the way and
mm-hmm.
finding it difficult, but also finding joy and like overcoming those difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of where you can find all this info out, go check out the OUSA webpage. Mm-hmm. Art Week is being plastered all over uni, all over Dunedin, so you should be able to find us
mm-hmm.
there. If you find the website, you'll find our event. You can buy tickets there.
Yeah.
You can go onto the Motion Sickness Instagram page. You mm-hmm. can see the Otago Dance Association Instagram page and the Otago Dance Association Performance Troupe Instagram page. So
cool.
That's my little spiel about where everything you can get all of this info.
Great, perfect, important details.
Yeah.
And talking about the choreography there, sounds amazing and really interesting and like well written in terms of storytelling, what you're saying as well. How do you go about choreographing the whole thing? Is there like multiple people involved? Are they all just part of the club and stuff, or has stuff been pre-choreographed by some people or anything? How does that work?
Good question. So me and Maddie do it all.
Wow.
So,
cool. That's really
so Maddie
cool.
is the primary choreographer. She's the guru. She's incredible.
Yeah.
She choreographed so many of those dances and she's really, really great at what she does. She's also my vice president at Otago Dance Association, so we're a little dynamic duo. I did some of the choreography as well. I was busy producing the show, so I left a lot of the choreography up to Maddie, and she took that challenge on stride, and she did really, really well. So it's just us. All of the numbers in there are choreographed by us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, with Motion Sickness Reimagined, with some of the new little performances you'll see on Friday, the choreographers are Renee Murphy and Bree Bold, who are in charge of running the performance troupe, and we've also got some tap dancing from the amazing Neve Bruin, who I'm really excited to put on the Motion Sickness stage.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds really, really exciting. So absolutely pop along, listeners, on Friday. It sounds like a super, super cool time. There's a whole bunch of other events on throughout Art Week as well. But Charlie, while you're here, is there anything else you wanted to say or add, whether that be about dance or about anything you want naughty potty for the listeners?
Sometimes dance isn't for everyone. I know that people are like, kind of imagine their like child's toddler ballet show on stage,
yeah,
and I promise you that's not what motion sickness is. It's really cool. It's pretty short. It's only an hour and a half, so I'm not making you sit for ages. And it'd be really worth seeing the talent that Oti Poti has on stage for dancing. So come, have a bit of a different experience, enjoy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $15 for students and a whole $20 for non-students. So promise it's pretty affordable to see some cheap. Good dancing.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, that's really exciting. And it makes me think of in music, you often hear a lot of people saying who are a bit scared to get involved, who always just say they've got no sense of rhythm, or they've got no something, they've got no musical talent whatsoever. And people always love to put themselves down with that stuff. But I think that I'm sure that dance might be similar in that as soon as you start trying, it just literally gets exponentially easier every time, and you can see your own improvement, and it makes it really exciting. It's cool to go along to things like that, to be inspired, but at the same time, like, everyone around is there wanting you to get involved as well.
You're exactly right.
Yeah. So yeah, hopefully listeners, if you're keen, you should go along to the show and also sign up to the club and do some dancing too, because it'd be cool to see more and more dancing and different kind of creative mediums around the whole city.
Yeah, we'd love to see you.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Shelley. Really appreciate you being on.
Thank you, Fee. Cheers.
Alrighty.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.